So we have this idea of total submission. We read about total submission, and then we think we've got to go out there and totally submit ourselves. You can't do it. You can't do it. What this describes is the state that comes about when on a daily basis you engage with the word and you do what it asks of you. So again, it's this idea of reading something and then setting it as an outcome or a goal for you. So that's one thing. On the salvation aspect, on people being saved and having that glow, like that's a very real thing. And I'm speaking from experience here, just from my own Assemblies of God background, which is where I first came into religious things. And people's lives are absolutely transformed. Their external lives are absolutely transformed. And I've seen it time and time again. But the depth work is not something that is promoted or felt to be even needed. And that's where the problem comes. I mean, my first encounter with the writings, you know, coming across Swedenborg was a salvation experience. It was an utter transformation and relief and being set free, and all of those things were a part of that experience. But it's the honeymoon, right? It's not the end of the process. It's the beginning. And the total submission spoken about here, this is something only the Lord can bring about. And it's brought about incrementally, because what we're talking about here is not a momentary transformation of outlook. What we're talking about here is the very reorganization of the structures of the mind, the structures of the thoughts and affections, the basis of those. And that can only be done incrementally, because if it's done at once, it destroys us. We have no sense of self or ability to come from anything in terms of response. So the things of our affections and the patterns of thought that we have cultivated over a lifetime, these things have to be dismantled gradually and over time. So then this is the idea of contrast that's offered in the text. You know, like, you need these contrasts, and the contrasts aren't necessarily big ones, although that can certainly be the case, but they can be tiny sort of contrasts. And each time we come to see something that's what we would perhaps consider a simple, innocuous attitude or something of the proprium, if we're awake to it, we see the opposite present, which is what is of the Lord. So, and those small, innocuous things are big things, because they are present with us all the time. And if we have a mind to be able to give attention to them, and that's what the word provides us with, it provides us with a mind that can give attention to these things, then we come to see, without any shadow of doubt, hopefully, that there is no good thing in the proprium. And then when we see that, then the opportunity for a heavenly proprium to begin to reign comes into being.